Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Matt Baker, of the 68th Legislative District in Tioga, Bradford, and Potter counties. Representative Baker, welcome to this report to your constituents. There was a lot going on in Harrisburg this week, including a large commemoration ceremony on the House floor that had to do with remembering one of our most famous presidents and his passing. What are some of the details?
Yes, this week I had an opportunity to pass my resolution commemorating and honoring the 150th anniversary of President Abraham Lincoln's death. He, of course, was our first president assassinated, our 16th president, and the House of Representatives passed unanimously my resolution commemorating the date and acknowledging President Lincoln's distinguished life of public service and indelible leadership during an era of great national crisis. Most of us would agree Lincoln was one of this country's greatest presidents who rose to greatness during one of the most difficult times in our nation's history, the Civil War. And his leadership and legacy are an inspiration, and I was proud to sponsor that resolution honoring him and commemorating the anniversary of his passing, April 15, 1865. One of America's largest outpourings of national grief occurred when Abraham Lincoln died on April 15, 1865. And 1 week later, on April 21st, his funeral train steamed out of Washington, D.C., stopping in Pennsylvania cities of York, Harrisburg, and Philadelphia for what became one of the most historic train journeys in American history. Lincoln's open casket was actually placed in state at the Pennsylvania House of Representatives from the evening of April 21st through the morning of April 22nd, and thousands of people lined up to see him and pay respect to him. So again, we were honored to express our appreciation for his life and leadership, and it was a very, very special event. We even had a display of several rare Lincoln artifacts along with an exact replica of his coffin laid in state, and it was a very solemn and respectful ceremony that we were glad to focus on. We even had a special speaker on the floor of the House also talking about his contributions and legacy. So it was a great honor to be a part of those events.
Also, there's an important state program that citizens need to be aware about that helps to connect people with perhaps some property or even some cash that they may have been unaware was coming their way. And this has to do with the state treasury department. What are some of the details about this?
Yes, actually, millions of dollars in unclaimed property comes into the Pennsylvania Treasury Department's Bureau of Unclaimed Property each year. And for my legislative district in Tioga, Western Bradford County, and Eastern Potter County, I have a list of almost 400 names of people or businesses that have money coming to them, and wanted to bring that to the attention of the listeners out there. The most common types of unclaimed property are dormant bank accounts, stocks, dividends, uncashed payroll checks, uncollected utility deposits, gift certificates, and items in safe deposit boxes. If anyone would like to know if their name is on that list or their business, they can call the Bureau of Unclaimed Property toll-free number 1-800-222-2046 or go to the website www.patreasury.gov or call my Wellsboro office and we can check the list for them.
Also, you recently received some recognition for some legislation you worked on that has become law, and that has to do with monitoring prescription drugs in Pennsylvania. What's going on here?
Yes, I was greatly honored to receive a state award this past week in my efforts for tackling the growing prescription drug abuse epidemic sweeping the nation. The Pennsylvania Association of County Drug and Alcohol Administrators awarded me a nice framed certificate for my work in enhancing the prescription drug monitoring program in Pennsylvania. As chairman of the House Health Committee, I do appreciate the growing problem of prescription drug abuse in Pennsylvania and across the country, especially as it applies to opiates. And the other big abuse drug is marijuana. So I'm very, very concerned about both of those problems that exist in Pennsylvania. And I was happy to work with my colleagues in both the House and Senate to get this legislation signed into law that will help us address this issue head on and save lives. The law expands the state's prescription drug monitoring program to include Schedules 2 through 5 controlled substances that are prescribed and dispensed in Pennsylvania. The database actually helps improve patient care and prescribing practices, uncover drug diversion, and identify doctor shopping. And this is an incredibly important tool for us to identify through law enforcement. And now nearly all 50 states at this point have in place some type of prescription drug monitoring system that will eventually lead to the sharing of information across state borders that would enhance tracking of those who live along the borders who may use doctors and pharmacies in two states to feed their prescription drug habits. So it really is an effort to crack down on opiate types of prescription pain medications that people, unfortunately, are becoming addicted to.
Representative Baker, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for a legislative report with your state representative, Matt Baker.